This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Leo from Joy 94.9. Welcome to the Joyful Days podcast. Make sure you rate us on iTunes and subscribe so you don't miss any future interviews. MasterChef last night. Very, very stressful night for MasterChef Kitchen last night. Brent, Tash, Ben and Rachel had to bid for the ingredients and for the food time. Welcome to Joy, Rachel.
Oh, thank you so much for your lovely invitation. How are you?
I am fabulous. Now, it's been a fun week on MasterChef this week. The Queen Victoria Market Challenge looked like heaps of fun, but your team had a bit of a conflict though, didn't it?
It did, darling. And as you see, with any new community put together, you know, under pressure, things happen.
I know. So how did you guys cope with it all?
Well, look, to be totally honest, we have to laugh at ourselves occasionally. And, hey, we've all got personalities and sometimes you've just got to let it be.
Exactly right. Now, of course, you were all up for elimination last night, having to bid for your cooking time and the ingredients. What was going through your mind when Matt Preston was doing the whole bidding thing?
Well, believe it or not, it was my first ever auction. So could you imagine it? I could have bought a car, a house, a palace, anything last night.
You had no idea what was going on.
No, it was an amazing experience.
And you had an amazing experience during the show, including your Rachel's crab, which cook Kylie Kwong took a liking to, which must have been an amazing honour for you.
Oh, it was the most amazing thing to happen, and it took me a couple of days to get over it. I didn't realise how big it was, and yes, I've got crabs now.
In Kylie Kwong's cookbook, hopefully in the future.
it's definitely. She said that it's going well in the restaurant, so I'm so proud that she's taken my dish on and so honoured.
You also got to meet one of your food heroes, Maggie Beer, during the show. What advice did she give you?
She's so beautiful. She just told me to be me, and that's what I was.
Now you're out of the competition, Rachel. You have a few things that you're working on, don't you? Tell us about the plans you've got post MasterChef.
Okay, what I'm planning to do is bring a bit of home gourmet cooking into people's homes. So I'm opening up a business called Cook's Night Off. It's a little catering business that'll come in and allow the diner and the host to be the guests at their own dinner party.
That's a fantastic thing to do because we all have dinner parties and things, aren't we?
Yeah, and being a host and hostess, we're always running around and we're missing the main and best conversations. So having me in the kitchen doing up some dishes allows you to be a guest at your party.
Perfect, perfect thing, I think, for MasterChef contestants. Now, I also hear that your ultimate dream is to open up a pet-friendly B&B in Tasmania.
Definitely. I'm going to go from one end of Australia, from Darwin down to Tassie, and everybody has pets and they're like children. I've got three little puppy dogs myself and they're like kids for me. So I want to open up a B&B so you can bring your two-legged and four-legged children and come and have a good time and, you know, come and pick some produce and maybe do a bit of cooking with me. But let me feed you. Let me spoil you.
That sounds like a wonderful idea for like a bit of a, you know, rustic sort of B&B down in Tassie. With all the fresh ingredients and lovely breads and now finally, Rachel, it's getting winter. It's getting really cold here in Melbourne, and we all like those hearty meals to keep us warm during winter. Do you have a perfect recipe for us for those cold winter nights?
Look, let's get back to basics. Let's get back to home cooking. How about we have a beautiful home-style chicken soup with lots and lots of winter vegetables, and we make some dumplings, and you can sit down with a big bowl of that in front of the telly and just enjoy a bit of home warmth.
That is fantastic because I love soup, and I have to say, my dad used to make amazing soup. He'd put it on the stove, it would be on there simmering all day, it was just beautiful to help yourself, and if you're hungry. It's a great thing. I like that.
It is, and food memories. That's what we all have, and it's amazing what a certain smell and a certain taste can take you. And I tell you what, I've created a lot of food memories for myself.
Rachel, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Australia's only Gay and Lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so honoured. And you guys, oh, have a marvellous day.
Thank you, love. And all the best for the food dreams, okay?
All right. Thank you, my darling.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.